Hello and welcome to another edition of Starting Up, o seu podcast iniciante do English in Brazil. Eu sou o teacher Fábio Merim e hoje vou ler para vocês mais uma história com inglês básico, inglês bem tranquilo, de maneira pausada, para que vocês possam praticar o seu listening. Lembrando que esse texto está no nosso blog, em www.englishinbrasil.com.br/blog. Mas sempre lembrando que é legal a gente tentar ouvir uma, duas, três vezes, ouvir o máximo que a gente puder e tentar compreender apenas na audição e só depois acompanhar ali no blog, que também tem no finzinho um vocabulário bem legal com todas as palavras usadas na história, ok? Sem mais delongas, let's start it!
Once upon a time, there was a young man named Jack. He lived in a small village at the base of a mountain range. Jack had always been fascinated by the stories of adventure that travelers passing through the village would tell. One day, he decided that he would set out on his own adventure. Jack packed some food, a blanket, and a map of the surrounding area. He knew that he wanted to explore the mountains, but he didn't have a specific destination in mind. As he walked through the dense forest that surrounded his village, he felt a sense of excitement and anticipation. The first few days of Jack's journey were uneventful. He walked along the winding mountain paths, taking in the breathtaking views of the valleys below. He slept under the stars at night, feeling free and independent. On the fourth day of his journey, Jack came across a group of travelers who were camped at the edge of a river. They were preparing to cross the river, but they didn't seem to have a plan. Jack approached them and asked if he could help. The leader of the group, a middle-aged man named Thomas, told Jack that they were trying to reach a village on the other side of the river, but the current was too strong to cross safely. Jack studied the river and the surrounding terrain and came up with a plan. He suggested that they build a makeshift raft using branches and vines from the forest. It took several hours of hard work, but they finally finished the raft. They loaded it with their supplies and slowly pushed it into the water. The current was strong, but they managed to steer the raft across the river and reach the other side safely. Thomas thanked Jack for his help and invited him to travel with their group. They were on a mission to find a lost treasure that was said to be hidden deep in the mountains. Jack was intrigued by the idea of a treasure hunt, and he agreed to join them. The journey to the treasure was not an easy one. They had to navigate through treacherous mountain passes, avoid dangerous wildlife, and cross raging rivers. But Jack and his companions were determined to reach their goal. After several days of travel, they finally reached the entrance to the cave where the treasure was said to be hidden. The cave was dark and eerie, and the air was thick with a smell of damp earth. They lit torches and slowly made their way into the cave. As they explored the cave, they encountered many obstacles and traps that had been set up to protect the treasure. But they persevered, and after many hours of exploring, they finally found the treasure. It was a small chest filled with gold coins and precious jewels. Thomas thanked Jack for his help and gave him a share of the treasure. Jack was overwhelmed with joy and gratitude. He had set out on his own adventure and had ended up finding a treasure beyond his wildest dreams. As Jack made his way back home, he reflected on the lessons he had learned during his journey. He realized that sometimes the greatest adventures are the ones that happen when we step outside of our comfort zones and take risks. He also learned that with determination and perseverance, we can overcome any obstacle that comes our way. And so Jack returned to his village, a wiser and more confident man. He knew that he would never forget the adventure that had changed his life forever.